It's been a really long time since I've been chatting with you guys. Today's episode is going to be a little bit controversial. Yeah. But, you know, it's my honest opinion, and I'm quite interested to see this play out in the long run. So, thank you guys for being patient, and welcome to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss Lizzo versus Lizzo. So stay tuned. All right, so all of you may know Lizzo. I'm pretty sure you know Lizzo at this point. She's mega. She's a mega star. She's super, super talented. She has tons of like top 100 songs. And she's now a Grammy award winning artist, which is like fantastic. She's also African American. So, you know, she has a few things going for her, right? But yes, so the reason why I named this episode Lizzo versus Lizzo is because I'm not 100% sure that Lizzo is comfortable in her own body as she portrays. And you know, there's like usually like a fine line of like people fat shaming, and then the person then in turns is like trying to prove a point by staying the size and overly making it a point to be like, I love my body and I love my size and I love my shape. And I question that because usually women that are curvy don't get as much opportunity as their counterparts that are like slimmer. And I know that we're as a culture and as a society, we are embracing women that are curvy, and more women that are curvy are being seen on TV and in magazines, which is like absolutely, to me, it's absolutely beautiful. But then I wonder, because, you know, I'm like a crazy, a little bit, not really. But anyway, I wonder if she is as truly confident and comfortable in her own skin. Because, you know, as a woman of color who is curvy, I'm pretty sure it was quite difficult for her to get in the door. Maybe, or it wasn't, because a woman who is that curvy with that much talent is now a new trend. And the reason why I think it's a little bit concerning is because if we know Jennifer Hudson from Dreamgirls, Jennifer Hudson was curvy back in the day, and she lost all that weight, yet she wasn't promoting like her size, like being proud of her size, but she definitely slimmed down and didn't get as much, or is not getting as much attention or accolades or whatever that she used to when she was curvier. And so if my concern is that if Lizzo is promoting this body size and this body type, what happens in the long term when her career progresses and then she decides to lose this weight? Would it then turn the young girls, the young women, the young men, would it then be like, well, I thought you loved your body. I thought you loved everything about you, yet you lost weight. And I wonder what it's like for the individual that looks up to someone like this. And it's just like, oh my God, I see myself on TV. I see myself represented because she has a whole bunch of diverse dancers that are like curvy and beautiful. And then what happens when that shifts? What happens when that changes? Because there's a difference from Lizzo's size and then, let's say, Beyonce's size, right? It's two different shapes. And if Lizzo one day decides to change, I wonder if she would be as popular as she is now. Because now I feel like, unfortunately, the media is using it as a look, we're letting someone like this be visible and be very boisterous about herself and her thoughts and things like that. I think it's good to see all varieties of different people on TV, because it helps shapes and it helps the narrative that someone who is looking to be in entertainment can get a chance, right? Because back in the day it was only one flavor or two flavors, and now it's like starting to open up more and more and more, which is beautiful. But my thing about the weight thing is that it's so tricky when you have a woman so like, yes, I love my body, I love how big I am, and I don't give a F, and this, that, and the third. Because usually when you love yourself or love something about yourself, you don't necessarily tell people that you love it, because it's an internal thing usually. You know, it's just like when kids are like, I'm grown, or I'm an adult. You know, we all know that they're probably like 16, 21, because adults don't usually say that, right? Yeah. So I wonder how is this going to play out? I'm pretty sure that it's going to have a great effect on people. But if the United States and, has a problem with diets and food and things like that, are people just using it just to gain clout and gain clarity? Because there's no doubt that she's talented. But then on the flip side, with someone her size, her color, someone her color, equally as talented, right? Would they be given the same opportunity if they were slimmer? Because not that many African American women really, really make it and really, really make an impact like that. It's only a few. So I thought I'd discuss that today in this podcast, because so I'll just end it with, I think she's beautiful, I think she's talented. I just worry about the long-term effect of her choices and how strong she is about the choices that she's making now. And if they're not for money, or are they truly, truly like standing for something? Thank you guys so much for listening today. I absolutely want to know your opinion about this topic and how you feel about curvy women and in entertainment. What does that do for you? What does that feel? like when you see it. I'm really, really intrigued with that and with your opinion about the matter. So you can Instagram me on LeJohnDanceler.com. Absolutely not. You can hit me up on Instagram, The Smoke Free Podcast, or you can hit me up directly at LeJohnDanceler on IG, or you can send a message if you're listening through this from Anchor. You can hit the button, the plus button, and join in on the conversation. But I truly, truly think that this is a conversation that the community needs to have. And, you know, I hope you stay blessed, and I hope you stay well and stay whole. And I will talk to you beautiful people soon.